FLX is on tonight. It's all thanks to realestate.com.au. It's for one night only this Friday at Marvel Stadium. Tickets start from just $15. The kids go for free. Tickets at ticketmaster.com.au. And one of the stars of the show will be our very own Tom Rockliffe, who is a part of the Bolts AFL team. That'll be captained by Patrick Dangerfield. Port Adelaide's Tom Rockliffe joins us this morning. Tommy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys. Good morning.
What's the build-up been like, mate? And what's it been like to rub shoulders with teammates such as Steel Sidebottom, Luke Hodge and Andrew Gaff?
Yeah, no, it's been a good 24 hours. We got in Wednesday night and had a training session yesterday. So to spend time with those guys is really good and an opportunity that we don't get as much as we would probably like. And obviously, being in a state club, you don't get to spend too much time with players from other teams. So to spend time with guys like that, it's been really good just to learn off them, I suppose, have a couple of training sessions and just spend some downtime with them as well.
Which means you've probably missed the outrage or the furore from some Port Adelaide fans on the announcement of the captaincy. You weren't here. I'm sure you've been across it on social media and online. Did it take you by surprise, the reaction to the announcement of your two teammates, Jonas and Wines, captaining the footy club?
I sort of deleted the social media apps a little while ago, so I don't pay too much attention to it. But, I believe there's a little bit of backlash. But, look, I think we've made the right decision as a football club moving forward as a playing group, and we think we've done the right decision. And I think Ollie and Tom will be great captains for the Port Adelaide Football Club, and hopefully they can lead us into some success.
Why did you delete social media?
Oh, just spending too much time on the phone. Obviously, with a young bloke as well, it's important you spend your time when you're at home with them, so you can absorb yourself in social media and spend pointless time on it. More so than anything, there was not really too much to it other than that. Mm.
What input did the players have into this decision? You've been a captain of a club, you've been part of leadership groups for a long time. What input did they have, and then how did it arrive at just three when we see some clubs naming sort of upwards of eight players in their leadership group? Give us an insight into that.
Yeah, we obviously had a bigger leadership group last year, and we didn't think it probably worked effectively as what a smaller group will. We think they'll be able to get more done, and the leadership meetings will be probably a little bit more effective. So from that point of view, we thought it was better to go smaller than large, and I think we all had some input into who we thought who's been really good throughout the pre-season. We all sort of nominated two or three guys and gave everyone feedback around that. We obviously had different guys share leadership responsibilities throughout the pre-season. So it was a good process. Everyone had an opportunity to show their leadership qualities, and obviously those are the three guys that really stood out.
Pretty good endorsement for Hamish Hartlett. Now, before your time at Port Adelaide, he was on the trade table. They wanted to trade him out of his contract. He's now done his knee. He's missed 12 months of footy, yet he's been identified as a vice-captain of the footy club. So it's a massive feather in his cap.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he had an outstanding start to the season last year and then went down with that knee at training, which was so disappointing for him and for us as a group. But he's an outstanding individual, and his leadership qualities are really shone through, and hopefully he can have a really big season for us, and he's not too far away from getting out there and playing games. So it's a huge, huge credit to him and how hard he works to get his body right, but also how much respect he has amongst the group.
Rocky, you personally, not a formal leadership position, but you're obviously very well credentialed, captain of the Brisbane Lions before. In terms of what you do around the club, has anything changed from last year? I know officially you're not in the leadership group, but do you still play a part?
Yeah, absolutely. I think nothing will really change for the guys that aren't in it. And obviously, Boakey as well, he'll still go about his business being captain last year and so on. So nothing really changes for me. It's important that we help those guys as much as we can, and are there to any time they need us to do anything to support them, and everyone's working towards the same thing within the within a footy club, and particularly as we want some success, so it's important that we're all on the same page and all going in that one direction.
Talking to Tom Rockliffe from the Port Adelaide Football Club on SENSA. Rocky, you must be pleased with your own sort of form building up to the AFLX. You look good on the track, you look fit and healthy, and you did some good things the other night in the internal.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a much better position than what I was last year, and really ready for the season to start now. So it's good to have a hit out tonight in the AFLX, but then get back in Port Adelaide colours next week and really build into the JLT series, and then really crank that up towards round one.
A few quirky little things that we've learnt about the AFLX, like the scissor paper rock that's going to happen before the games, and the outfits that the boys are going to be wearing and strolling into the ground. Have you chosen your outfit, and how are we going with it? Does it look good? Is it a bit out there?
Nah, if you've ever seen me dress in casual clothes, you know that my fashion sense isn't great. So I'll be pretty boring and stuff standing. Gonna go head into Adelaide this morning, Adelaide Originals, and try and find something for me to throw on. But I won't be too out there. I think the Deadlies, which is all the Aboriginal boys, will probably take the cake there. They've all been off to get suits, so it'll be an interesting night, that's for sure.
You're looking forward to seeing how the under 23 teammates go as well, Thebert and Oval. Give us a couple of names that have impressed you this pre-season that we can see tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be a good hit out for our guys and the Crows as well. I think everyone speaks about the draftees, which they've come in and had an impact straight away. Obviously, Connor Rosie, Zach Butters, Doosma, Tobin Cox. There's so many, and they've bought plenty of energy amongst the group, and hopefully they continue just to take strides forward. Good opportunity for the boys to go out there against a quality opposition and show their stuff again. So hopefully the Port Adelaide supporters get out there and see what the future holds for the club.
Rocky, you'd get used to this, so you'd be used to it over the years, but every this time of the year, every club, there's someone that the media's beating up and we're watching on, and it's going to be the next star, and Connor Rosie's that bloke this year. We're really giving him a good sort of flogging around the media. Is he going to build up to the hype, do you think? Because he looks good.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, I think he will. I don't think too much affects him. He's a captain originally, so he just goes about his business, and he, as I said, he's had an outstanding pre-season. He's obviously played senior footy at Sandford level, won a premiership last year, and he's come into the system, trained really well throughout the pre-season, had a good game last week in the inter-club, so all things going well. Hopefully he continues to improve and get better.
Tom, good luck tonight, mate. We're wrapped to see you fit and firing. Sounds like you've had an outstanding pre-season. We think you're in for a huge year. Good luck tonight, and then good luck next week against the Crows in Port Pirie.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Tom Cheers. Rockliffe as a part of the Bolts and the Deadlies. The Bolts for the AFLX tonight. They'll be up against the Deadlies at some point. It's all thanks to realestate.com.au, AFLX 2019. One night only. It's tonight. Tickets for just $15. Kids go free. If you want to get your tickets, if you're listening to us in Melbourne, ticketmaster.com.au.
What time do you want me to get to your house tonight?
I reckon we have a couple of pre's.
Pre what?
Free drinks. Okay, isn't that what they say?
That's what they say, mate.
The cool kids?
Yeah.
So get there
free
about
waters.
Get there about six.
All right, looking forward to it. Please put on some nice treats as well, some snacks. All right, just protein bars, fruit, all that kind of stuff.
Yep, soda water.
Hot dogs. Charge me $7 for a hot dog too.